Well, CJWW is proud to present Jess Moskaluk in concert, a sold-out concert at the Roxy on Friday night, the final stop of the MapDOT tour. And Jess joins us this afternoon. Hey, Jess. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What dot on the map do you call us from today?
We are currently in Edmonton. We're on a day off today, and then we play Cook County tomorrow before heading to Saskatoon the following day.
All right, and yeah, we can't wait for you to roll into town and have a little fun on stage with us. The tour is going great. It's been a busy month for you. Are you having some fun out on the road?
Oh, yeah, it's been a blast. It's been super, super busy, but, this is my first headline tour, so I wasn't sure what exactly to expect in terms of like how my voice would hold up and energy levels and all that, but it's been really great. I'm really thankful, and it's kind of bittersweet that we're coming to an end.
Yeah, when we were out in Rokenville not that long ago, I had the watch out for you, because you didn't start the MapDOT tour quite. Yeah, you didn't start the MapDOT tour quite yet, but I know you're getting ready to hit the road. But we had the Jess watch out for you.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty easy to spot me if I'm in town.
What was it like, Jess? You didn't play Rokenville, but you did play Mooseman, which is just down the road, hop, skip, and a jump, basically your hometown show on the MapDOT tour. What was that like to play a sold-out show in Mooseman?
Yeah, that was really cool, and it was special. It was the only acoustic show on the whole tour as well. So it was kind of nice because I got to share a lot more stories kind of between songs instead of just trying to jam-pack as much music into, 90 minutes as you can. So it was really special having, lots of family and friends there, but even just people from the hometown that I might not always get the chance to speak to if they come to a show. So it was really cool to be able to show everybody what I've been working on all this time. And like I said, share some road stories and some of the stories behind the songs that are not just things that I talk about in everyday conversation at home. So it was cool to be able to show people another side of me.
Taking this MapDOT tour coast to coast, but we're going to stick in Saskatchewan. Not that long ago, earlier on in the tour, you were in Regina playing a show there. And, congratulations on the milestone, 100 million streams. Tell us about the emotions going through you when you were on stage that night in Regina accepting that award.
That was crazy. I mean, I didn't know that it was happening. So I think my biggest emotion was just kind of confusion at the time and disbelief. I didn't really get the chance to let it sink in, and still have it, to be honest. But man, it's kind of cool playing to a sold out crowd there and getting presented with an accomplishment like that, knowing that every person in that room that night contributed to that. So it really felt like it was something that not something that I did, but something that everybody around me had done.
100 million streams. And I love the way Mike Denny, and for those who don't know Mike Denny, he's the main man behind Jess's label, MDM Recordings. I love the way he mentioned it. He said, for one person to stream 100 million songs of Jess Moskaluk at about 3 minutes per song, it would take 208,344 days, or just under 571 years to get it done. That gives you an idea, the amount of streams. If 100 million isn't registering, that should right there. So that's an amazing milestone and accomplishment. Congratulations on that. Jess, tell us about the fans' reaction to your latest song, Knock Off. That's closing in on a top five song right now for you at country radio.
Yeah, it's been a blast to see people singing it live. We released it this summer, so when we were playing the shows, people didn't really have the chance to actually get to know the song just yet. But now that it's been a few months and it's playing on the radio as much as it is, people are really resonating with it. And it's been so fun to like see people dancing along and screaming it at the top of their lungs, and that's always such a rewarding experience to see that it's resonating and working with people.
Since we're talking about fans reacting to songs, is there one song in particular that no matter where you go, it seems like when you kick this next song into gear, the fans just go wild for it? Is there that one song that just, a bit above the rest?
I mean, you could probably take a wild guess at what that song might be. But I mean, for the most part, it's different every night aside from Cheap Wine. But otherwise it's different every night, which is really cool to see which songs work in which locations. And sometimes it depends on like the demographic, like whether it's an older crowd or a younger crowd or guys or girls, or whether we're playing acoustic or it really does differ every night.
So let's reverse the question. Is there a song that you look forward to when the playlist, when you're going through songs on stage every night, when you hit a certain song in your playlist, is there one you can't wait to play and sing?
I mean, every one of them, but like the answer kind of is the same, because
okay.
I feed off that energy. So whatever they're loving is so memorable to us that it's a lot more fun to play something that I know the crowd is into. So yeah, it's still different every night.
So after the MapDot tour, what's the first thing you do?
I'm going to take a nap with my dogs in my own bed that isn't moving down a highway.
That is so awesome. Well, Jess, we thank you. I know you've been busy. We thank you for taking time out of your day. And she, of course, as mentioned, she'll be playing Edmonton tomorrow night and then moving into Saskatoon for the final MapDot tour stop sold out show at the Roxy. Thanks for taking the time, Jess. We look forward to the show on Friday night.
Thank you so much. I can't wait.